intro.
Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, May 31st, 2018, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all Road Warriors, those who esteem ourselves to be. And as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. Speaking of discussion, I might play a clip or two that I've talked about this week, especially with Memorial Day in mind. But, you know, let me just make it real simple. I mean, first of all, the phone lines are open. We'll just start there. 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And it's good to be civilized and dignified and so on. But let's just be honest. This is not our parents' America, so to speak. This is not the country that our fathers gave us, so to speak. And, you know, just think about what's going on. What would Samuel Adams say about, well, a lot of things. What would Samuel Adams say about the TARP, the bailout, and John Adams and everyone else? What would Thomas Jefferson say about the ridiculous immigration debate that we've been having, let's say, since 1965. The changes that have been a part of fomenting conflict, that have engineered or resulted in, helped to bring about what Kelly Greenhill refers to as coercive engineered migration. It's happening all over the world. You have a few ne'er-do-wells who, you know, designing and unprincipled men, and not just men, but, you know, designing and unprincipled men who really will stop at nothing and will not be honest about what they do. They're very deceptive, very deceitful. And through intrigue and deception, they'll just keep taking. You know, that reminds me of, I keep talking about George Soros and thinking about playing the Zek clip from Jack Reacher. Because that's, I think that's the operative concept. enough. There is no such thing. We take what can be taken. That is what we do. You know, that's what these people do. And it's high time, you know, I mentioned the Stamp Act recently and what happened, what was going on around that time. And so can you imagine, you know, again, the tarp, and just pick anything. Obviously, the Federal Reserve, the IRS, all of this kind of nonsense. But, you know, what would George Washington, who said combinations or associations of the above description he described may now and then answer popular ends. However they may do that, they are likely in the course of time and things to become potent engines by which cunning, ambitious, and unprincipled men will be enabled to subvert the power of the people and to usurp for themselves the reins of government, destroying afterwards the very engines which have lifted them to unjust dominion. What would George Washington say about men like Sheldon Adelson and the Koch brothers and George Soros and Ted Turner and, you know, for that matter, the guy in the White House? You know, I question his scruples. So, you know, everything we look at is basically an abomination or an adulteration of what we were given. And I mentioned the Stamp Act recently, specifically because what was happening around 1765 should have happened again, probably several times, throughout the course of the 20th century in particular. But, you know, and again, John Adams' letter to Hezekiah Niles as a Rosetta Stone to understanding who we, you know, what is the character or the chemistry that we're made of in America. The revolution was effected before the war commenced. When they saw those powers renouncing all the principles of authority and bent upon the destruction of all the securities of their lives, liberties, and properties, they thought it their duty to pray for the Continental Congress and all the 13 states' congresses, etc. The radical change in the principles, opinions, sentiments, and affections of the people was the real American Revolution. That's what we need in America today. We are beset, besieged on every side. And the ne'er-do-wells who have, by whatever course or means, been brought into a fold of what C. Wright Mills referred to as the power elite are not going to, A, be honest about what they're doing. Because again, that's not how that works. You know, it's what Washington said. Cunning, ambitious, and unprincipled men. I think we will. I will play a few clips and well, you know, and where does all this stuff come from? People talk about the, you know, so let's go back to the roots and get things figured out. The Muslim nonsense, that's a false talking point. The truth of the matter is the CIA, well, actually, if we go back, first of all, the CIA in the late 1970s created the Afghan Mujahideen by recruiting radical Muslim ideologues, and they actually recruited Osama bin Laden out of King Abdul Aziz School of Business of Economics and Management, which is like a London School of Economics type school. What was he doing there, and why was the CIA able to lure him away? Isn't that kind of an important question? People think that, you know, how does a guy who, this is an operation that by even the most pedestrian accounts, by the Wikipedia whitewashed, sanitized version of history, even by the Wikipedia account of Operation Cyclone, Operation Cyclone, it reads, was one of the longest and most expensive covert operations ever undertaken. Funding began with just over $500,000 in 1979, was increased dramatically to $20 to $30 million per year in 1980, and rose to $630 million per year in 1987. Did you vote on that? What would Samuel Adams say about that? John Adams, Thomas Jefferson. People, you know, Donald Trump is a very polarizing and polar figure in precisely the fashion of Hayek's Road to Serfdom, in my opinion, very deeply polarizing, which is bad. It's, and not that we need someone to unite people under false pretenses either. That's bad too. But what we need is to be encouraged to have civil discourse, to be thoughtful in and of ourselves, not to glom onto the party line. $630 million per year by 1987. That was Operation Cyclone. And that was, you know, back then. And you can add on top of that Robin Wright's LA Times article that Gary Webb mentioned on his C-SPAN interview back in 1998. Well, no, actually it wasn't. It was the host. I forget his name. And they talked about it. They showed it. The title was Saudi Dissident, a Prime Suspect in Blasts. In that article, back in 1998, Robin Wright wrote, well, about the, ironically, bin Laden also worked parallel to U.S. interests in Afghanistan for a decade. After dropping out of King Abdul Aziz School for Economics and Management in 1979, to join the Afghan Jihad. Oh, you mean recruited by the CIA is what you mean. He used a personal wealth estimated at $250 million to recruit, train, arm, and support a network of Muslims brought in from outside Afghanistan. $250 million. So basically, you can, you know, take that, put it in one hand, and then compare the $500,000 in 1979 and go, pfft, no. In other words, there's, you know, there's some road apples in this story, if you know what I mean. So what would the founders, and of course there are, because it's exactly what Washington said. Combinations or associations, which may now and then answer popular ends, but they are, you know, in the course of time and things, they become potent engines by which cunning, ambitious, and unprincipled men will be enabled to subvert the power of the people and to usurp for themselves the reins of government, destroying afterwards the very engines which have lifted them to unjust dominion. And it's not so much that they've destroyed the engines. You know, you go back, all of these designing and unprincipled men, one of the you know, I mentioned the quote by Ralph McGahee often, the CIA, you know, 25-year CIA veteran, career intelligence medal recipient, decorated guy, who said the CIA is not now, nor has it ever been, a central intelligence agency. It is the covert action arm of the president's foreign policy advisors. And who are they? And the archetype there is Edward Mandel House, the colonel who wasn't a colonel, Edward Mandel Hughes, a guy who operates behind the scenes, was not elected, but is instrumental in creating the Federal Reserve, the Council on Foreign Relations, a couple of world wars, all kinds of awful things. What do you mean creating world wars? Well, you know, again, we've played some clips. There's the clip by James Perloff. I mean, Woodrow Wilson said, don't worry, I'm not. And it was very disingenuous. Everyone should have known. You know, there's that. Famous address that I've mentioned from time to time, Charles Lindbergh Jr. and the Des Moines speech. In Des Moines, Iowa, September 11th, ironically, 1941. Is that ironic? I think it is. You know? And so, and people couldn't believe he was saying what he was saying, but he was basically saying, you guys be careful, you're being led into a trap. Same thing his dad was saying. How come we've lost this history? And how did he know? Because both presidents who entered both world wars campaigned on platforms of non-intervention. We won't be drawn into the conflict unless we are attacked. Unless it's defensive. Well, why would anyone attack the greatest military power the world has ever known? Greater by orders of magnitude than all others put together today on Earth, and arguably just about all others throughout history. These guys are lazy and they learn lessons from history. They conscript brighter minds than themselves to their cause of diabolical and nefarious conquest, but they're lazy. They don't take time to actually think things through for themselves, except to the extent that it's expedient for their cause. Other than that, you know, they're just basically pushing for total world domination. And that's what it comes down to. Anyway, the way that Charles Lindbergh put it on 9/11/1941 in Des Moines, Iowa, he started, well, in his speech, he said, it is now 2 years since the latest European war began. From that day in September 1939 until the present moment, there has been an over-increasing effort to force the United States into the conflict. That effort has been carried on by foreign interests and by a small minority of our own people. But it has been so successful that today our country stands on the verge of war. How did he know? And furthermore, go to Ralph Epperson's website and see the Hilo Tribune Herald headline, November 30, 1941, Japan may strike over weekend. Oh, that was the weekend before December 7, 1941. How did the Hilo Tribune Herald know? See, we're not taught real history. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Enough. There is no such thing. We take what can be taken. This is what we do.
That is the operative concept for from the movie Shooter. That's Werner Herzog's character talking about, well, you know, the Zek, the survivalist. And for anybody who's followed Werner Herzog's other work, obviously that messes with your mind. I think that's part of the, I think that's the idea. Kind of like when Tom Hanks made Forrest Gump and they wanted him in the Apollo movie so that you would, you know, you wouldn't want Forrest Gump to die, that kind of thing. Anyway, in any case, that's the operative concept, the Zek, you know, enough. There is no such thing. We take what can be taken. So we'll play the George Soros clip, the excerpt from, and I should play the Dinesh D'Souza clip. I think we did that. I never got through all of this, but I will do this in the next segment. It's interesting, you know, as we get going here, you know, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And there, one might argue there are no shortage of things to say, especially with the ridiculous amount of headlines. There is no such thing as investigative journalism or perhaps journalism at all these days. There's propaganda in a variety of forms and in various layers of intrigue and deception. But, you know, what we desperately need is the kind of radical change in the principles, opinions, sentiments, and affections of the people that John Adams referred to as the real American Revolution in his letter to Hezekiah Niles back in 1818. And I've been talking about that this year. It's 200 years. There are a lot of things we could talk about, a lot of things we could focus on. You know, I listened to a broadcast yesterday on this network, and I don't know. I was sort of astonished. I don't know. Found it mostly objectionable. And you see the headlines that sort of reflect it today. Everybody, we are encouraged to talk about nothing, basically. You know, the fact-checking headlines, like what Donald Trump got wrong in his Tennessee rally for Marsha Blackburn. Don't care. Fact-checking Trump's Nashville rally. Don't care. Did Sarah Sanders offer Roseanne Barr a White House job? Don't care. That's Snopes. New York Times, Trump exaggerates MS-13 deportation numbers and other false claims from Nashville rally. And this gets that one gets back to what I was talking about before. The reason I mentioned Operation Cyclone is because when I hear people talking about the issue of what I would broadly categorize as political Islam without having any real understanding of the complexity of the issue or the nuances, it's very unfortunate. It is a disservice to the listeners, and we need to go back to at least Operation Cyclone and then back from there. Where did Saudi Arabia come from? And you quickly get back to the point where in the mid-1740s, a deal is struck between the House of Saud and Ibn Abd al-Wahhab, the Wahhabi cleric who had this brand of Islam, Sunni Islam, that was very fundamentalist, very puritanical, and considered everything else heresy. So even his fellow Muslims that didn't believe as he believed, he considered infidels, which sounds – and it's a very strict puritanical form of Islam. It's considered an ideology now. If you go to the Salafi movement on Wikipedia under the section Views on Extremism, it says Salafism, which folks consider Wahhabism on tour, is an ideology. And this was used back then – to control people. The British intelligence community found it very useful and effective, and that's where we got Balkanization, the turning upside down of the Ottoman Empire, the creation of Saudi Arabia, and in part the creation of Israel, and so much more. It's important to understand this history. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Remember that quote from Kiss of the Dragon back in 2001? There's a time for when Richard says there's a time for diplomacy and a time for action. Diplomacy is dead. That's another one of those clips that, you know, kind of like the clips in the movie Shooter. That one rattles around in my mind a lot. September 11, 2001. What happened? What actually happened? The incident or incidents that live on in infamy that have created this or have been instrumental in fomenting this post-9/11 era of complete overreach, complete and total overreach. Donald Trump, while he on his little Tennessee rally for Marsha Blackburn, mentioned the Constitution. And it's interesting, you know, Marsha Blackburn actually said that he is interested in rebuilding our military. That's a paraphrase. I don't remember how she said it verbatim. But apparently, between the two of them, they have not come across certain other passages in the Constitution. Congress has the power to declare war, grant letters of marque and reprisal, to raise armies, or to raise and support armies, but no appropriation of money to that use shall be for a longer term than 2 years. That's in the Constitution, conveniently overlooked by these two. Or Congress has the power to coin money, regulate the value thereof, and of foreign coin, and fix the standard of weights and measures. That's in the Constitution. Why aren't they talking about that? Among other citations. Donald Trump is a salesman. He's an opportunist and a narcissistic sycophant to power, really. So, you know, we've played that soundbite of him saying, "Drain the Swamp, I thought it was terrible, but, you know, Frank Sinatra thought My Way was a terrible song." And then, you know, he sang it a few times and the crowds went crazy. So, you know, I said, "Drain the Swamp," and I thought, "Oh, that sounds so hokey." And then I said it and the crowds went wild. So it stuck, I kept saying it. Which reminds me, anyway, of George Bush talking about catapulting propaganda and all of the other similar sound bites. Anyway, MS-13, New York Times says Trump exaggerates MS-13 deportation numbers. This all gets back to, again, Ezra Pound's quote about the technique of infamy, inventing two lies and get you arguing heatedly over which one is true. MS-13 is really a creation of the School of the Americas. I've talked about SOA, School of the Americas Watch, which for decades has been shining a bright light, except until recently, because apparently that's disappearing too. There used to be that article. I can't find it now. But the information's still out there about how the School of the Americas created in, you know, CIA covert regime change action sort of fashion, School of the Americas has created these thugs, trained them, and, you know, turned them loose south of the border to have them go recruit people to come back and become what is commonly known and referred to as MS-13. That is an American creation. That is a School of the Americas creation. The same as the, you know, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab, Nusra Front, you know, on and on. It's all a creation of the CIA. And back before that, you know, British intelligence. It's a great social virus that turns upside down societies. We have a 4-star general, Wesley Clark. We played that clip. Him saying, "You mean the military isn't for defense? It's for going out and turning the world upside down, the Middle East in particular, and making it under our control and in our image?" Remember when Barack Obama said, "America, it's time for nation building here at home." What is nation building? Again, what language are we using? What terms are we using? By what definition? We have to define terms, as I like to say. Let's define terms. Barack Obama, when you said nation building, do you mean making things better, spending time and money on infrastructure and things like that to make lives for the American people better? Or do you mean RAND Corporation nation building, which is synonymous with terrorism? You know, the beginner's guide to nation building, because it's cheeky, it's funny. According to the RAND Corporation, nation building involves the use of armed force as part of a broader effort to promote political and economic reforms, with the objective of transforming a society emerging from conflict into one at peace with itself and its neighbors. Doesn't that sound like what is on the horizon in America? The conflict is being fomented from all sides by what George Washington referred to as cunning, ambitious, and unprincipled men. MS-13 is a creation of the School of the Americas, predominantly as a sort of archetype. High time we have that conversation. And then, you know, I posted something on the Republic Broad. Well, I posted something on the Road Warrior Radio Facebook page, and it's also on the Republic Broadcasting Facebook page. And that is the well, gosh, among other things. There's this Sheldon Adelson video. Who is Sheldon Adelson? Narrated by Albert Hammond Jr. We should play that. We will. And so my question was, is America Nazi or fascist? And as I've said recently, the answer is yes. And here representing both wings, Sheldon Adelson. Which gets back to, this is not a new story. You know, John Spivak's articles series on Wall Street, well, he titled it Wall Street's Fascist Conspiracy, Testimony that the Dickstein Committee Suppressed, by John Spivak, 1935. And he wrote, it will be shown that financial and economic class considerations rise above every other kind, including racial and religious ones. It's the Jews. No, it's people trying to control everyone and everything, everywhere. The technocratic model is particularly useful because it's resource-based. The new international economic order that they're imposing. What would the founding fathers say about, you know, think tank titles, senior fellow, and so on? What would they say about these secret and not so secret meetings, internationalist meetings? What would they say about all of this? What we have in America, we have maybe a vestige, you might argue, of what we were given, and barely recognizable, certainly only in form, not in substance. We have the three duly constituted branches. Nobody reads the Federal Reserve, where the agencies promulgate substantive rules of conduct presumed to have the force and effect of law. Where do you find that in the Constitution anywhere? The administrative branch, quasi-offshoot of the executive, it's a tumor, really, a malignancy that needs to be surgically removed. Think about everything that's unconstitutional that is housed in the administrative fourth branch. Department of Defense, unconstitutional. CIA, unconstitutional. Federal Reserve, unconstitutional. IRS, unconstitutional. Social Security Administration, sorry, but unconstitutional. And when people talk about socialism and the planning, which is another tool, Nazism, fascism, and socialism, everyone wants free healthcare. That doesn't sound like a bad thing. The problem comes in where it's the planning, it's the planners, which is why I always come back to Hayek's Road to Serfdom and him telling us in pretty much every chapter of The Road to Serfdom, that's the issue. And as he pointed out in chapter 2, where freedom was concerned, the founders of socialism made no bones about their intention. We talk about spreading freedom and democracy. Democracy is the tool of the socialist. You know, it's the tyrant's majority in a society predominated by propaganda. That's just a simple fact. Who hears what I'm talking about? You, limited audience. This doesn't go out to 30 million people a night like it should, if anything should. Not that anything necessarily should, but so Hayek wrote in chapter 2, The Great Utopia of The Road to Serfdom, The Road to Serfdom. Here are one of the steps on the road to serfdom. Where freedom was concerned, the founders of socialism made no bones about their intentions. Freedom of thought they regarded as the root evil of 19th century society. And the first of modern planners, it's always the planners, Saint Simon even predicted that those who did not obey his proposed planning boards would be treated as cattle, quote unquote. And you get that sense. Go to any community meeting, any consensus building exercise where the Delphi technique is in full effect. And if you stand up, you can feel it. It's palpable. You stand up. First of all, I never want to say who I am. Why do I have to identify myself and be self-targeting? But if you're not in absolute lockstep with what's happening at any community meeting, any, you know, planning committee meeting, if you're not in absolute lockstep, you can feel the eyes on you all of a sudden. It's just like the temperature goes up in the room and it gets really uncomfortable. And suddenly, the committee wants to shut you down. Okay, you've exhausted your 30 seconds of comment period or whatever. What voice does the community have? I've been to rallies. It's been a while. You know, standing on the street corner, bullhorning, had the cops show up. Yeah, you can't do that. Where is the power of the citizen? It's been neutered. Congress has been neutered or, you know, conscripted. Congress has been captured long ago. You know, we got to play that clip. We will. We'll play some clips. The Sheldon Adelson clip, for example, you know, Barack Obama in that clip is quoted. Remember back in 2012 when Barack Obama said, Sheldon Adelson himself spent $100 million campaigning against me. You got to really dislike me to spend $100 million. When was the last time you spent $100 million? And what do you get for that kind of influence? It's like my friend once said, you know, reminds me of Mark Twain's corn pone opinions. Tell me where a man gets his corn pone and I'll tell you what his opinions is. That debt retirement article in the New York Times comes to mind too. Debt retirement party becoming an institution. New York Times article, Debt Retirement Party Becoming an Institution. That was 1982. The fundraising and invitation was standard. Drinks next Wednesday at the home of Bill Brock, former senator from Tennessee, and the administration's trade representative. Price of admission, $250 per person. That's 1982. What makes the party unusual is that the guest of honor, Don Sundquist, has not even been sworn in as a Republican congressman from Tennessee. Sundquist's party is helping to kick off a whole new stage in what has become a year-round preoccupation in Washington, the raising of campaign funds. Now that the fall campaign is over, Candidates are eager to retire their debts so they can start stashing away cash for 1984. See how this works? I mean, it's a cushy deal. Congress has been captured. Cornpone opinions. Tell me where a man gets his cornpone, and I'll tell you what his opinions is. Mark Twain. I mean, that's the whole deal, you know? And so you got guys like Sheldon Adelson. And, you know, he's not the only one, obviously. Buying whomever he can buy. You know, unabashedly. So, what do you make of that? We'll talk about it when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
On the issue of campaign financing and so on and so on, you know, basically the theft of the country. The video I'm talking about is also on the Republic Broadcasting Facebook page. And I like Dean Clark's comment. Adelson can go you know where and take his money with him. Why not limit all campaigns to $10 per person max? To hell with the billionaires who want to come to become de facto dictators. Anyway, yeah, campaign finance reform. Why is this even possible? It's pretty obvious what happens. Remember when Barack Obama spent $600 billion, I want to say, or something like that? Some outrage. No, $600 million. $600 million campaigning. Just in one campaign. $600 million. Actually, I think that was the combined total of the candidates. Anyway, whatever it was, it's just obscenely ridiculous. And in all of that, of course, there's always crowds on demand being purchased. That's a fact of history that we're not unaware of. And along the way, you know, one of the other things that you'll find on the Republic Broadcasting Facebook page today is that the title of the post, 1958 Blue Book John Birch Society, 60 years equal failure, Pentagon first team, Bubba Scout Reb, USA get a victory now, and et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, it points to the Politico article by Andrew Glass back in September 1. Again, 9-1, interesting. 2009, and the Politico article headline, Soviets shoot down airliner carrying Rep. Larry McDonald, September 1, 1983. On this day in 1983, Congressman Larry McDonald, along with 268 other passengers and crew members aboard Korean Airlines Flight 007, was killed when Soviet interceptors shot down the Boeing 747 airliner. George Hansen of Idaho said it's murder, plain murder. And, you know, it was interesting. I think it was Pat Buchanan who said that 268 other people were murdered to assassinate Larry McDonald. So basically the point here is, you know, Larry McDonald, second president of the John Birch Society, was shaping up to be uncontrolled opposition. If you're controlled opposition, that's great. But whenever you're uncontrollable opposition, as someone like Larry McDonald was, or someone like Martin Luther became, or Bobby Kennedy became, I believe, or JFK was becoming, I believe, uncontrollable, then, you know, you got to take a dirt nap. That's how it works. Anyway, I want to go to the phones. We're about done with this segment, headed into the second hour, but let's go to the phones anyway, real quick. Renee in North Carolina, thanks for calling. Welcome.
No, we've all been brainwashed.
I did it right when we were headed. I thought we had a little bit more time. Sorry, we'll carry on at the top of the second hour. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back. Second hour coming up.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.